Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Breese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bill Madison. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great.
And Bill is the CEO of the insurance division at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
So now explain to everyone, a lot of people know what's going on with LexisNexis, and you're in one of the bedrocks of the economy, which is insurance. Talk about what your business is.
Yeah, so the way I describe it, Robert, is if you think about the insurance market, and probably the easiest way for most people to really relate to it is when you see an insurance commercial on TV, and you see a lot of those on TV today. So you're watching a sporting event, you see a brand pop up from an insurance standpoint. Think about that as an advertisement for us. And you're going, okay, so what do you mean by that? So if that consumer actually goes to that brand, to whether it's an agent or a website or to a call center, to receive an insurance quote from them, that insurance company is coming to us to get information on that consumer so they can price that consumer as a risk. So we're really embedded in the process of insurance from that perspective, and really providing intelligence back to the industry on the risks that they're about to take on.
Well, that's pretty important, because all of a sudden you get the risk profile wrong and your pricing goes down, and now you go into the old internet model. Well, we lose money on every transaction but make it up in volume.
Well, yeah, it's an important role, and we don't take that role lightly. And so very transparent from the standpoint of the data sets that are being utilized. And I think it's also important to understand the importance of that transparency, allowing consumers to actually get a copy of the intelligence that we have on them that's used to price them as a risk through an FCRA, Fair Credit Reporting Act process, and our consumer disclosure, to make sure that the information is provided to the insurance carriers correctly that's used to evaluate the consumer as a risk.
So you mentioned data before, and we've spoken a lot. Data is obviously critical to this, and AI, generative AI, more specifically even, goes into a lot of pricing, claims, into all these components of insurance. Talk about what you see as the role of AI in insurance.
Yeah, I think it's growing. It's a role that I think the industry really needs to pay attention to. Realize from our perspective, a version of AI has been around for us since the early 90s, providing analytics on data. I get asked the question a lot, the role that we play in the market, and it's in a lot of ways it's easy to deliver content. We are very focused on delivering decisions. And when you think about it from that perspective, you're using modeling techniques, you're using data assets and analytics to provide answers back to the market. So we have evolved over time, and where AI is today is really the extension of that evolution where we've been for years, and taking it to the next level. But I think what the role is going to play is it's going to allow the market to look at data sets differently. It's going to provide better risk segmentation. Our view is it's not just loading it into a machine and letting it run. We're going to have a lot of human oversight associated with that, and we'll continue to evolve as a market with the technology, but also with the inclusion of the human oversight as well.
And that is critical right now in AI, is the human oversight. Talk about specifically how you do that, and more importantly, what mistakes CEOs might be making by not having the human oversight in AI.
Well, I think to let machines just run is a critical mistake. You know, you get learned behavior that ultimately takes on a whole new transformation that is most likely going to give you outcomes that you're not hoping to get. And you build on bad outcomes going into the future. That we can't afford that as an industry, as any industry, using this technology. But in a lot of ways, what this is going to allow us to do is leverage the core foundation that we've created and make it better, right? Bring improvement to it. And that's one of our cornerstones of how we are as a business and how we look at the role that we play to our customers in the marketplace is constant improvement. And I think that's where this technology comes into play.
Let's talk about, let's say I'm an insurance CEO. Give me an example of how you worked with someone and how you changed their perspective of their profitability challenges, market challenges.
Robert, that's a great question. And it's not easy from the standpoint as human beings. What do we not like the most? Is change, right? I mean, it's just natural. You kind of resist it. And we provide solutions to a market that's not really crazy about change. Change for the insurance industry is risky. And so we're an organization that's constantly bringing a view of change into it through a new use of data and analytics. Okay. So that's where it starts. It starts with the role of data and analytics. It starts with challenging the status quo. We challenge ourselves internally within LexisNexis constantly. Just because it's always been here like this doesn't mean it has to be like this tomorrow. That's really the cornerstone, the foundation of how we think. And now our role also, as we are having these conversations with the market, is to get the market to think differently. And then,
so how specifically should the market be thinking about what changes are going to happen over the next few years?
Yeah, and it's really how consumers are looking at them. It's looking at the regulators, how regulators are looking at the treatment of consumers, the use of data and analytics, right, the transparency associated with it. How do you actually get a data set into a workflow and changing an organization to think differently on their approach to their business model? So all of that, you know, rolled up together is a challenge the market has. And, you know, what we're trying to do is help the market think through that. What is that first step in the journey that sets up everything else, right? To really think through that step that's going to be material in the way they're thinking and how they're working with their customers going into the future.
If you use your crystal ball and predict what are the two or three things that are going to change over the next few years in insurance, what would those be?
Great question. I think what's going to change is the regulatory landscape. I think that's going to play a critical role in how the market uses a lot of new technologies. I think that's something that we collectively need to get on our toes about now, and playing the role of education. You don't want to try to start educating after you've implemented. Do it on the forefront of the journey. I think that's number one. I think number two is there's so many factors that impact this industry. The question is, how can you get in front of those factors and think differently about when things change? How can you be on the forefront of change and not being reactive in the market? Predicting along those lines, predicting change, things from a market perspective, they harden over time and then they start to soften up again. And not waiting for the market to change, but how can we be, again, on the forefront and plan on being prepared for and being an influence of the market itself and being so important. I want to go back to data and analytics. I just think that one of those areas that will impact the market in a big way is the better use of data analytics. And I think the industry, even though it's done a great job with it, there's still room for improvement. And you know, I think that's a role that we play to help the market actually see that.
This is Robert Greith on the CEO Show speaking with Bill Madison. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to hear something that I don't think I've heard before after 1,000 CEOs, which is forget mission, forget vision. It's all about a different word. You'll learn that when we come back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Robert Reese back on the CEO show where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Bill Madison, who is the CEO of the insurance division at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. So, Bill, what you've spoken about is there is vision and mission, which is that's what all CEOs are constantly talking about. You're saying, yeah, those are important, but that's not the heart at all. It's something completely different. And to you, that is the word purpose, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, explain all your thinking here, because this is a different way of thinking about it.
Yeah, so, yeah, let me be clear. And Robert, you kind of said it, right? There's always going to be a vision that you have within the business. So I'm not kicking that word or that view to the curb. But, you know, 10 years ago, as we sat down as a group, we really started to think differently about our group, and how we wanted to be thought of both internally and across the market as well. So we got very focused on our purpose. And our purpose statement goes like this. We're innovators. We're passionate about challenging the status quo and improving outcomes. That's it, right? That's what we're all about. And we wanted something that really the organization could rally around. And we spent a lot of time and energy on that, even to the point where I think the first time I presented it to the organization, I struggled with it, right? Because it was so different. But as I really started to think about this and how this could change our way of thinking, both personally and professionally. And I think that's exactly what it's done. We've been very consistent with it. The market and our customers really understand where we're coming from as well. We're innovators, right? A lot of what we do has never been done before. And it really goes back to that whole change conversation we had a second ago. We're creating change across the marketplace. We're challenging our own status quo constantly. We're asking our customers to do the same thing. And that's where that constant improvement comes to play. Me personally, I want to be a little bit better today than I was yesterday every day. That's a challenge I have personally of bringing that mindset. But I think as an organization, that's exactly what we're doing as well. We're constantly improving and focus on improving, and we're asking our customers to do the same thing.
When you're talking about purpose, a lot of people talk about purpose, maybe not at the core central axis how you do, but what do you believe is going to be the next phase of organizations in terms of how they view the concept of purpose?
Well, first of all, you got to embrace that, right? A lot of it, you know, I've seen a lot of organizations that struggle on that central theme that everybody can rally around. Again, it goes back to that mission statement, vision statement most organizations have. Is it easy to understand? Is it easy to rally behind? And I think that's something that we're trying to do here as well, that became, as stated, the central theme of why we took that approach associated with it. And I think also on the whole communication scale, I think the transparency, the honesty, the humility the leadership team has to have is needed more today than it's ever been out there. And I think that whole central theme of self-awareness comes into play as well, and how leaders and how organizations really need to understand and embrace those concepts of not only how we're running businesses or treating a marketplace, but how we act in our day-to-day transactions.
And what's your take from a leadership perspective on the role of attitude?
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you, it means everything, right? How you approach people, how you approach your day, how you're approaching the market. I mean, it's hard to be successful if you have a bad attitude, right? And I think if there are bad attitudes across an organization, you need to call it out and address it. There's just no room for it. And as stated, you know, to be successful, I think a lot of it is the approach that you're taking in your day-to-day transactions. That's when it really becomes real. I can give you countless examples over my career where that's happened. Could be with a customer situation, could be with a market situation. But in either event, right, I think being there, and be willing to roll up your sleeves, and be transparent in that situation, is so important. And we, as stated, it happens a lot.
When you use the word transparency, are there any unique practices that you use as a leader to build transparency in where your group is going to say, okay, because we have this, because Bill Madison has said this as our leader, we are going to be transparent? Because you have, you know, over 1,000 people working there. So it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. And I think the foundation of that, Robert, is constant communication, okay, where the internal market truly understands where you are at all times. Every week, I deliver a message. We call it the MMM or the Monday morning message. And every Monday morning, I deliver a message to the organization. It could be about the business. It could be about something that happened the prior week. It could be the result of a conversation that I had with an individual that tugged at my heartstrings, essentially, with it, and sharing the story to the organization. I think that's so important. So I've spent the better part of, you know, my Sunday afternoons sitting down, crafting a message that hopefully touches at least one individual. And you sit there and you question yourself every now and then, is that worth the time? I think every leader does that. Is it worth the time and the effort I'm putting into this? And consistently, I will hear back from at least one individual with out of the 1,000 sitting there on how that message touched them or how it came through at the perfect time. And at that moment, I get my answer. If I can touch one person each week through that time and effort I put into it, it's well worth that.
Well, what a great practice you have. And so I want to thank you, Bill. What a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show. And what I'm going to sum up, and then if you want to add something on, you can. Say, and this is what it is. You focus vision and mission, but really focus on purpose. And then if you take purpose, what that comes down to is transparency. And the secret to transparency is constant communication. Anything to add on to that?
You said it well. I don't know. I could have done that any better. So, yeah, but Robert, thanks for the time today. I really appreciate it.
A real pleasure. And great having you again on the CEO show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO's Show. We're here today with Jessica Scott. How are you, Jessica?
I'm great. Thanks, Robert.
And a pleasure to have you back on the show. You were on before you were a global CEO and before the pandemic. So you are CEO of BTS, and I have to say I've interviewed, you know, all the major consulting firms, and this is unlike any consulting firm that I've spoken with. You, very different philosophy, very different practices. Just talk about the concept of BTS.
Sure. Actually, our founder came from traditional strategy consulting 30-something years ago, but his premise from the beginning was to actually drive the implementation as opposed to coming up with the idea. And if you think about change, you typically have to do tech, process, and people, right? BTS has been focused on the people side of change for 30-something years. Like that's what we care about, is we want all 10,000 people or 100,000 or 50 to actually lead differently, sell differently, work in teams differently to make sure that the strategy is realized.
And you've had really double-digit growth, you know, for a number of years now.
I think our founder made a lot of good decisions early on, which is to, you know, grow the company across 24 different companies and not be kind of the one-trick pony, right? So our portfolio has grown pretty significantly over time. In terms of kind of the magic, I'd say it's really fun to be a BTSer, and some of our core principles, which is different from traditional consulting, would be, number one, like authorship is ownership. We know if an executive team is actually writing and reflecting the future direction of their firm, there's a good chance they're going to get it done, right? Versus being told by an external firm, perhaps what they should do. And if you take that concept and apply it to most change efforts, even though it's so obvious, I think it's novel in practice. One of the methodologies that's pretty powerful and unique, I think, at BTS, and I'm starting to hear more about it actually across, in particular, the tech landscape and with the advances of AI right now, is the power of modeling and the power of simulating, right, before big decisions are made or before big bets are done, or the power of simulation to even getting people to change. And that's been one of BTS's early innovations and kind of something that we've been honing over the last 3 decades. So I would say it's probably a combination of those things, and in addition to the culture.
So I want to really dig deeply into simulation, because I thought it's a fascinating way of going about business. You are not telling people, here's the strategy, because you're really just focused on implementation, not on strategy, but you know how to execute because you put them through it. Explain how this really works.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the simplest is just give some random examples, right?
Absolutely.
One of our clients in the energy sector called us in, I don't know, 7 months ago and said, hey, about 18 months ago, we created a new way of working, a process redesign across multiple divisions, and no one changed. We spent a ton of time, an 80-point plan, every detail, but our teams haven't actually changed how they worked. And so we double click into it. And what we're thinking is, one, do they really understand it? And do their bosses understand it? And does everybody know their role in terms of how it's actually supposed to work? All we do is simply work with the people involved and the executive team. And we visualize. We take the time to visualize and model out actually how they should work differently. And then we put the teams through a simulation where they can prepare and practice and actually visually and viscerally understand, oh, that's what you mean?
Okay, let's stop.
Yeah.
How do you visualize? Let's go into that first. How does that work logistically? Do you tell them? Because you were saying before, you can't tell people. They have to have their authentic ownership. So
yeah.
Do you develop it together, visualized? What does visualize mean? Then we'll go into simulation.
Yeah. We work together with the people involved around a visual mapping, like literally visual. We use software and we can create what's the step-by-step process change. Or, for example, there's a lot of leaders who live and work in their silos and they actually lack the CEO's view or the company's view of the company. And if they had that, they would know better who to partner with and how to make better decisions. In that situation, we make a visual software model of the entire company. The dashboards, the decisions, the levers, the trade-offs.
You create that.
What's that?
BTS creates that.
We create it together with the clients. Yes, with the experts themselves. Yes. Think about how the Navy SEALs might prepare. Think about how a basketball coach might prepare their teams for running plays. in both instances, there's a need for visualization, a need for clarity, and then practice. It's the same kind of philosophical concept that if you want high performers to change, they need to be involved in it, have a shared understanding, a chance to experience, practice, and prepare, and then lo and behold, they change. So
those are two great examples, Navy SEALs and basketball team. So let's go into now the simulation. How do you create the simulation? Give an example of how that actually works.
Sure. I can give a more narrow or simple one. We have a tech client who's preparing for their sales kickoff. This was a year ago, at the beginning of this year. They have 35,000 people who talk to their customers and who team. Given the high inflationary environment, they needed 35,000 people to shift how they showed up for their clients, what they talked to them about, how they were negotiating, how they had more empathy for how inflation was impacting their clients' business and so forth. So it's sales kickoff time. They're across the world, 35,000 people. And instead of asking the sales leaders to just lecture in person or over Zoom, they kick it off, but then we co-designed with the major leaders of every function and division of this go-to-market team a four-hour simulation experience where the account teams practiced the different client meetings and client conversations. And in that simulation where they were practicing these different conversations, they would recognize and find themselves in the old way, right? The old traps, the things that made them successful the year before. And then coach each other, inspire each other, laugh together, make mistakes together, fail together while they practice the new awkward conversation around inflation. As just one example, right? So it's four specific moves, four specific conversations, but they're different than what's made them successful before. And our view is if you don't give people the chance to practice and fail together, laugh together, inspire each other, try it, there's a real good chance they're going to fail in front of the customer.
So. I'm thinking people might get nervous doing that. Is it fun where people say, oh, this is like an acting class?
It's completely both. You're nervous and it's fun. And part of the nerves and the fun and the emotion means it's unforgettable, right? Because you're stepping into it and you're giving it a whirl. And then you remember the mistakes. You also remember what was great and what worked really well because it's visceral.
Do you see other consulting firms evolving into this? You've obviously had great success, huge growth, but it's not easy to do. You say, hey, don't try this at home because it's sort of in your DNA.
I think there's some really unique things. And BTS, we enjoy taking share both from the traditional consulting firms, but also from the traditional HR and talent and learning leadership development approaches, right? So compared to the traditional consulting firms, this is much more co-design, co-create, prepare, and practice. It's not let us show you how smart we are and then tell you what to do with it. It's completely the opposite. On the traditional learning HR talent approaches, most of our competition, most of the players in this space are authors or gurus. They've done amazing research and are putting out books, which are beautiful and insightful. But their business model is not about co-design and co-create. It's about pushing a framework into the world to make the world better. Even the tech-based content and training, kind of being enamored with the SaaS model, is standard out. It's not high fidelity, co-design, on point, establish what high performance looks like for each company based on their nuances. That is not the operating model of the traditional consultants or the traditional training companies.
How about right now, biopharma is huge, and I know you do a lot of work there. Give one example before we take the commercial break of how you did this this co-creating and simulation.
Sure, and this is for a different need. This would be for actually helping CEOs select the right leaders for their most critical jobs. So one of the big biotech companies, obviously they're filled with brilliant scientists. They wanted a more unbiased, scientific, data-driven approach to readiness. And they have 51 critical roles across the company. Scientist, controller, you know, you name it. So what we did for them is we designed 51 bespoke job-specific simulations. And every year we put, let's say, 3, 4, 5, 6 people who could potential candidates for those jobs through the job-specific simulation. And you can, when you're observing them and watching them, you can see how they handle the decisions associated with the job, the inherent tensions, right, how they might have to partner with colleagues or not, the moments that are going to hit them over the course of the year. And when you observe somebody in their next job, our perspective is that's the most unbiased way to assess their readiness, as opposed to guessing or imagining if they would be good in the job.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about leadership and a word you would never expect to be part of leadership. You'll learn that soon. Back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Robert Griesbach in the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jessica Scott, who is the CEO of BTS, a global consulting firm that has a completely different model built on implementation, built on co-creation, built on simulations. And now we want to talk about leadership. And there's a word, discomfort, that you actually see at the heart of leadership, right?
Oh, totally.
But you're the only one who's ever said that, but I've interviewed over 1,000 of the top CEOs. Explain why.
Funny, I thought you were going to say music, but let's go to discomfort.
You can do music next.
Okay, great. Look, I think great leaders force themselves to be rookies pretty regularly, and they also create the environment or their culture for their people to be in rookie situations, right? And when you're a rookie...
What do you mean rookie situations?
Rookie means that you, say if you're in the front lines, that you have to try to design your engineering software in a new way that's never been done.
You've never done it before, it's a first time. Got it.
Having a conversation with a customer on something, it's the first time you're doing a town hall a different way. It's because you're confronting the natural evolution of business, right, and life, and dealing with situations you've never dealt before, but you're leaning into them the way a rookie would. And what I think is so brilliant about the concept of a rookie is you got nothing to lose because you're in the situation for the first time, right? And I think what happens to people when they accept that they're in a rookie moment is they tend to, you get nervous. You want to do well. You tend to reach out to people around you for help. So you're more humble, right? Because you've never done it before. And what I have found when you combine those things, you end up doing some of the best work of your life. And so recognizing that and wanting your people to have those opportunities is a big part of leadership because it forces trust. It forces kind of a level of empowerment at the team and the frontline level so they can be rookies and they can lean in and try things, but maybe not as commonly done because it's associated probably with risk.
But that's how growth occurs, right? You're in a sense taking people out of their comfort zone.
100%.
Yep. And that's how they learn more.
Yeah, I mean, for example, when COVID hit at the end of February in 2020, we realized that about 65% of our company revenues were typically done together with clients at the client locations or at offsites or whatever. So we realized overnight that there is a chance our business could drop 65%. That meant that every single person in the company overnight had to realize that every service would be done over Zoom or MS Teams or virtually. There was no, well, let's see if it works. And that meant overnight, every single employee, including ops people, including production people who were physically in locations, had to become digital operators and virtual operators. And overnight, everybody became a rookie again, because even your core business now was being done in different tools and tactics. And people helping each other around the world, different ways of communicating, speed, fear, but pride, right? Pride in trying something new and the exhilaration that comes from that. And it pushed the company forward overnight. We went from maybe two ways of consuming services to five, right, within 6 weeks.
You know, one thing that I learned when I wrote down the transformative CEO McGraw-Hill book was that in interviewing all these CEOs, the greatest opportunities come disguised as obstacles.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
By the way, you have another really cool insight, Jessica, which is that you say, in leadership, smaller decisions and smaller bets are the way to go.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would say a core tenet for us is freedom in the company. I think it comes from our founder, who was a pure entrepreneur who probably would never work for anybody and still hasn't. And he set up the company with, then what sort of leader would I want to work for if I had to? Right. And with that freedom, I mean, obviously comes responsibility. But to your point, that means that for us, you've got 24 countries where the teams serving clients, the company has their back. They have total freedom to design what they want to design, to propose what they want to propose, to price and scope. Now, we do have some standards on pricing and scoping, which makes them better. But that means you're getting, we get these like micro bets, right? And they're done together with clients. They're based on actual client demands and problems. And that drives constant innovation and creativity. It also keeps the responsibility with the teams doing the work. It's all on them, right? And that's been a big driver behind our organic growth, right? Now, a downside of that is you might have 100 different ways of solving a client problem, right? So we have to balance that with kind of global best practice sharing and shining the light on the stuff that we want to scale. But yeah, I think that for me, that's your point around the micro bets come when you have a completely trusted frontline, right, to do what they feel is right and to evolve daily based on client feedback.
Mm. So I'm wondering, how do you lead? What's at the core of your leadership philosophy? You have these really smart people and a completely different model than anyone else.
The way we've described it over the last 5 to 6 years is we have a culture of high performance and big hearted. And I think the two are mutually reinforcing. I actually think it's hard to have superior shareholder returns over decades and be high performing without the care and feeding and the relational side of the culture. And there's a lot of kind of sub practices that, right? And if I just think about a couple of them in terms of giving ownership, the real simple thing is for anybody that runs a P&L or has a revenue responsibility or cost structure, I just simply ask people to tell me by the end of the first month of the quarter if they're not going to hit their plan. And if I don't hear from them, I assume we're good, right? I tell them, if you think some of your star team members might be a flight risk, I'd like to know about it. And if you think we're going to have a quality issue, I'd also like to know about it. So little things like that keep the ownership, right, with the people doing the job and with the teams is really important. I think I really try, and I think in most of the parts of the company we have this, and when I uncover space where we don't, then I lean in and fix it. I really try to have a culture where we have bad news. When it's a no, or we lost something, or we screwed up, or someone made a mistake, that we lean into the no and the bad news fast and hard, and we learn, and then we spread the learning across the company as fast as possible. We don't use shame. Those are the times when we have each other's back. And getting people used to, I think we have like, we call them something fail meetings every 4 weeks where the global leaders come on and we share, and people just, we just get better, right? It's like kind of a continual performance upping of the game. What I get upset by is when we don't share that, right? Because we're nervous for some reason. Those would just be two little examples, probably more.
And there you have it. That's BTS.com. That's easy enough to remember. Jessica, wonderful having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much. Great to see you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.